Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are grateful to be back with y'all today, and we have got a special treat for y'all today because we're going to do one of our much requested and beloved field trips.
Right, that we do here on the Palm and Pine Podcast.
Folks
have been asking us for another one, so we got several are coming.
So, we're getting out there, and it's beautiful weather here this time of year.
So beautiful.
We got out of the deep freeze. If it gets above 60, we're happy. So it was like 65 today. So we are glad to be out there getting out into the woods and stuff. And you might remember, Douglas, it was one of our first episodes.
Right.
We did that journey to Tallahassee.
It was way back yonder. Yes.
The lost city of the Seminole, Tallahassee. We were kind of retracing William Bartram's travel.
Right.
And he did a little travel through here, right across our yard, literally, in 1774, made it right here to Tallahassee, sat down with, it was called the Great White Chief, the leader of the Seminole there, and they took and they drank a drink called Black Drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that black drink we now know is Yaupon tea. So they enjoyed it. They said it was he described it as a great drink, and it's caffeinated.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so it's a caffeine. It's a tea.
Yeah. Right,
and it's made from Yaupon holly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been called the black drink of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we are today going to replicate all of this and have this black tea. And that Yaupon holly is Ilex vomitoria. Mm-hmm. Don't let that vomitoria fool you. It's not that bad.
Uh-huh.
But it's the only caffeinated plant that we have in North America.
Right.
So somehow those Native Americans figured that out.
Right.
And for thousands of years, they've been using this Yaupon holly to make that tea.
Yes.
And they drank it for ceremonial purposes, and then they made it stronger or lighter, so they did different recipes with it. But for all practical purposes, they used it just like we would use coffee today, And in fact, during the Civil War, when we couldn't get coffee in the South, the white folk went back to drinking it.
So they had to. Now, did it say that William Bartram, were they drinking it hot? Was it cold? Was it room temperature?
It doesn't really say.
Okay. We're going to drink it hot. Though.
But the Europeans called it black drink.
Black drink.
That's what the Europeans called it because when they watched them brew it, it would get black and frothy as they continue to boil it. And so that's what the Europeans called it, was black drink. So I'm going to read you a little bit about that Yaupon holly. It's a powerhouse plant, okay? Mm-hmm. And it was used by indigenous peoples across the Southeast, including the Timucua, Apalachee, Creek, and later the Seminole. They called it the drink Aussie or Casina. But to them, it was the white drink. They called it white drink, symbolizing purity, peace, happiness and community.
Okay.
And now that Yaupon contains caffeine and theobromine, which is kind of like in chocolate, and that's good for you. And other antioxidants. And it says here that it gives you a focused, uplifting buzz.
Well, that's kind of what we need on the Palm and Pine Podcast.
A focused, uplifting buzz.
I like it already.
Yeah, this is kind of the original Florida cocktail.
There you go.
Now, they did different types of mixtures of this. They would do a really strong black one.
Right.
And they would drink it in large amounts to induce vomiting. And to purge bad spirit.
We need some of that today.
We need some of that, but you and I are not going to do that today, I hope.
No.
In Florida, Yaupon grows wild all along
it's
the coast.
It's just all along. If you know what to look for, it's out in the woods.
Yeah. It's all around here. And so what we're going to do today, Douglas, is we're going to venture out here behind the cabin.
Right.
behind the studio.
We know what to look for.
We know what to look for. We're going to go find a Yaupon holly tree. We're going to collect some leaves. Yep, snip, snip.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring them back. We will pick the leaves, and then we will dry them or roast them.
Yeah, we're going to roast
just like roasted coffee beans in the oven, and we'll go through that a little bit. You roast them. About 300 degrees, 320, something like that in the oven for about, it doesn't take long. It's about 10-minute little deal. And then just drop it in some boiling water and let it kind of sit and then enjoy your black drink.
So we're going to show them the whole process.
The whole process.
From harvesting it, roasting it, cooking it, drinking it, the whole process here on the Palm and Pine Podcast.
The things you learn on the Palm and Pine Podcast.
Old boy having sex with a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah,
only here.
Only here.
You
know, I mean,
get it from your TV.
We cover it all. But we're going to definitely enjoy and a focused, uplifting buzz is the plan here. So, all right, hey, you ready, Douglas?
I'm ready to head out.
Let's gather some Yaupon holly leaves.
All right.
Here we go.
And we got a dog, a fearless dog laying on before us.
That's a working dog.
Absolutely.
He's trained to find that black drink.
I guarantee you. in France, they got them hogs that are trained to find them
truffles.
Right.
Well, there it is, right there.
Beautiful. Oh, there it is. Do we have a bag? What are you doing?
Yeah, we got a bag. And one thing are we recording?
We're recording.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Don't say any cuss words.
One thing that I would encourage for the novice, if you're out collecting plants, is always confirm what you got. Drink the wrong holly.
Right.
In fact, any other holly. Not just the wrong holly, but any holly.
Yeah, right.
So we'll. All you got to do is you can look this up on any.
No, they call it a holly, but does it ever actually have a berry?
Yeah.
Or does the female have a berry? Does it have a female and a male?
Yep. And it has a red berry.
Yeah.
And
that you don't want.
You don't want to eat
you
that.
You don't want that.
Now birds can eat it.
Birds can eat it,
but we don't want to eat it.
They have that gizzard. They can deal with it.
Yeah, so the female, it is dioecious. The female does have that red berry.
Right.
Don't eat it.
Right.
So, and we're just going to, if you can find new growth, which of course is wintertime right now, but that tends to have a higher caffeine content. So we'll get this right here.
Yeah, it's a, you
grab that, right, right. And get your finger.
Kind of like the marijuana buds.
You get the new growth.
Okay, there we go.
Have a little more. And,
all right.
And we'll take these leaves off and, you know, about a teaspoon or tablespoon of leaves per cup. So it doesn't take a huge amount.
Okay. But you got to roast it first. Right?
Yeah, that's going to be the next step.
Okay.
Is that about two to four tablespoons?
Right? Well, you know, it dries up, so we better.
Yeah, better get a little more.
Oh.
So
maybe here's a nice sprout. So maybe in spring when it's sprouting, that's when. And
spring.
I think it's that way with tea. They pick the sprout.
Right.
Oh,
spring, early summer, get that new growth. But
yeah. Okay.
We'll get plenty of caffeine out of this.
Yeah. All right.
We'll get this in. We'll get this in and roast it. You take a picture of that.
All right,
we'll take that in.
Okay, so we're going to take it back to base camp, and then we'll show you how we will roast it.
Nobody's going to do it for us.
Yeah, basically, just every leaf, we just get them off. Now, you can even put some twigs in there. It doesn't hurt anything. Mm. But we're going to try to get all these off.
Now, I wonder if you can kind of chew it like tobacco.
Well, I think it's important to roast it,
which
is what we're going to do. I think that kind of brings out the caffeine, make it soluble.
Right.
So that it absorbs and... So we'll get all these on there, and
I guess even tobacco, they season it or something before they age it before you would.
And you can, you know, you can dry this for a day or two if you want to before you cook it, before you bake it. But we're just going to go straight to the to baking it. And so add about a, you know, a tablespoon of leaves per cup. So we'll make us a few cups out of this and be good.
Now, what if it makes you pee a lot like coffee does?
It will, because it's going to have a diuretic effect.
Okay.
Just from the caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, it's not quite as strong as a strong cup of coffee, but it's close. Mm-hmm. It's a strong caffeinated tea. But it has all the benefits of green tea, but the caffeine of black tea. So it's kind of a neat deal.
Mm.
And the Seminoles, and they found cups, I read. And when I say cups, I mean pottery. From 1,000 years ago with caffeine.
Oh, no kidding.
So they've been drinking this for a long time here.
Oh.
And we know this is what they drank because this was the only caffeinated plant in North America.
North America, isn't that something?
So they figured it out and made good use of it.
Right, right. This is what they used to get up and get going in the morning. You know?
Yeah, and ceremonial.
Ceremonial.
Okay, yeah, so when they had to do a lot of long talking.
Okay.
Keep everybody alert.
So like in William Bartram's writing, you know, he mentioned a black tea here in Florida with the Seminoles, and you think this is what it probably was?
Absolutely, it was this. Okay. Yaupon tea.
Yeah. Yaupon tea.
Yeah.
And somehow, do you think it was black in color? That's why they called it that?
So what they say is when the Seminoles would make it, they would brew it for a long time, and it would get black and frothy. Now, we're not going to brew it that long today. We're just going to make
an old Guinness beer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so that's where the Europeans saw that, and the Europeans called it black tea.
Oh, they probably called it something else. Okay, right, right.
Ironically enough, they called it white tea. Now, what? It wasn't white tea. They had their own language, right?
Right, right, right.
But translated, they called it white tea because it was a symbol of peace and calm.
Oh, kind of made you chill out.
Yeah, you enjoyed it. It was a relaxing drink. And it was always at peace meetings they would drink it.
Oh, okay. All right.
So they called it actually white tea, but the Europeans saw a black frothy drink and called it black tea. So
And he black mentioned drink. William Bartram mentioned they were drinking water with honey, so maybe they put a little honey in their tea.
Yeah, they put honey in it.
Just like we would today.
Yeah. Yeah. And so William Bartram, he drank this, and that would have been in 1774.
1774.
Right here, right where we are, and when he met with the Seminoles in Tallahassee.
Right, but there's certainly plenty of it around here in the woods. You can find it pretty easily.
Yeah, no shortage.
Not an uncommon plant.
Kind of likes poor soil, so that we're in the right place.
Where other hollies are, like the American holly.
Yes.
And the Platka holly, you'll find it in the same area. So.
Yeah, and you don't want to make the mistake of getting the wrong one.
No.
In fact, if we got the wrong one, they'll watch this video, you know, like, why are these guys all laid out dead out here?
With the legs are twitching.
Yeah.
So what time of the year does it have its berries, the female plant put on its
That's
berries?
A good question. I'm not sure. I know birds love it.
Yeah.
But
I
we don't.
I haven't seen many of them with berries, but they must have a berry. So
well, you're probably seeing the male plant.
Okay, right. Story of my life.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, it's like a nightclub in the series. It's only the male plant.
It's just male plant. All right, I'm going to preheat the oven.
Okay,
we're going to 325. So 325 on the oven.
Here's what we got. We're going to put her in the oven.
We'll bake them for 10 to 20 minutes. Just kind of want to get kind of crunchy brown.
Okay.
All right, we are back here, and we have collected our leaves. We've roasted our Yaupon holly leaves.
Absolutely.
We got the boiling water. We put it in the French press. And we have poured us a delightful glass.
Look at it. It's kind of like
a golden, green tea.
A golden and kind of shimmer to it.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see
how it
acts. Camera. Tell me what you think.
Invigorating.
And uplifting buzz.
Yes.
That's what I would describe.
Yes.
Kind of a kind of a or aromatic taste.
Mm. I don't know how to describe it. It's different.
Doesn't taste bad, though, at all.
No.
Whew, so that's it, folks. That's how you make the black drink. Now, we just kind of did a light green tea with it today. But that is not bad at all.
Maybe if you aged it, it would get darker. Who knows?
But yeah, well, if you roast it longer.
Okay,
so we could have roasted. We just roasted it till it got a golden brown on those leaves.
Okay, all right.
And so kind of a light green tea. But you could let it go longer and get a darker roast and a darker tea. And if you brew it longer, it can get to where it's black, according to what the Europeans saw for the ceremonial hard drink. Anyway, but that's it. That's the Yaupon tea. I tell you, it's like a lot of things that are good in life. It's free, but here's the kicker. It takes a little bit of work.
Yeah, a little bit
of
work.
And that excludes 90% of the population. It's funny how that works out. But we had to go out and gather the leaves.
And then
we had to roast them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a little inconvenience.
A little bit
of inconvenience.
And we even messed up, you know, because we didn't think strategically about what we were doing. We used the wrong cooker and had to get that right. Yeah. But now y'all know you can watch the podcast and you know how to make your own Yaupon tea.
Turned out we just used a little toaster oven.
Right.
And when you're toasting tea leaves, it worked out perfect.
So you could roast up a big bunch of them, put them in a bag in your cabinet, and have it.
They last for months.
So you roast it,
and then put it in a Ziploc bag, and you're ready to go.
So this is
something you could just spend, a half a day gathering it together, and you'd have enough tea for the next year.
So if you don't have access to woods, you live in town, you know, what do you recommend? Could you go on, like, state land and grab a little bit, and maybe they wouldn't know?
What would somebody do? You know, do your own research. We are just opinions on the Palm and Pine podcast, but they are very tolerant to personal use for plant gathering.
Most agencies.
So now if you were selling it commercial, it'd be a little different.
You wouldn't want to be caught with a truckload of it or something like that.
But if you gathered a few snips of Yaupon holly, you're probably going to be okay. Along a railroad track, any kind of right of way.
Any kind of nature trail on the side of the trail.
Any kind of right of way, public right of way. Obviously, be careful around moving traffic, and Florida man will be driving.
And there was a company at one time, a group, an organization, I want to say over towards San Augustine, somewhere on the East Coast, that sold it.
Sold in tea bags, actually. I might look for that. And for our Patreon, I'll put that link if you want to purchase some.
Right. You can just buy the bag.
Well, I think before the vomiting begins, we'll call this a wrap.
Absolutely.
But
right.
Hey, the black drink of Florida, Yaupon Holly Tea, it's not bad. I'm enjoying it.
It's just outstanding.
Uplifting drink. Mm. So. With that, let's call it a good episode, and keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2026. Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida. And we'll see you soon.